We're starting a College of World Health, and with that we intend to teach all the best principles that we can find in the world.
She teaches cooking classes, which is vitally important. I teach the principles of how to eat for health, and she shows people how to do it practically, and this is very important.
Greetings, joyful viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Today we present part two of a two-part interview with vegan naturopath, herbalist, neuromuscular therapist, doctor of holistic health, and author from the United States, Dr. Steve Blake, who will provide expert advice on nutritionally sound eating and discuss the benefits of a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Blake devotes his life to teaching others about achieving optimal health through natural medicine and proper diet. For 7 years, he served as director of the Maui Holistic Health Center, and recently he and his wife, Reverend Catherine Blake, who has an extensive background in herbal medicine, established the College of World Health in Hawaii, USA. The institution's goals are to inform others about the most effective approaches to natural nutrition, healing, and health from around the world, and to become the first place to look for understandable, accurate information about natural health. Vitamins are abundant in vegetables and fruits. Dr. Blake now discusses some of the key vitamins we need.
There are several forms of vitamin A. Beta carotene is the form found in fruits and vegetables, the orange or red pigment, and it's also found in green vegetables, hidden by the chlorophyll, the green. Beta carotene is the best form because it's an antioxidant form of vitamin A. In the body, this is split in two to make retinol, one of the forms useful in the body for many purposes outside of its antioxidant function. And this can be transformed inside the body to the other forms, retinol and retinol palmitate, which is important for eyes and vision, and also stored in the liver as retinol palmitate in humans.
Studies have found vitamin E slows aging caused by free radicals that come from such sources as radiation, pollution, and excessive sun exposure. The vitamin has also been found to help protect against prostate cancer and a form of dementia called Alzheimer's disease.
Vitamin E is a fat-soluble vitamin that is a powerful antioxidant that specifically protects the fats and oils in our bloodstream, so that they don't damage our arteries. And as we all know, atherosclerosis and the resulting heart attacks and strokes are the major scourge of not only America, but the world, with 1.5 million heart attacks a year in America.
Sunflower seeds, very rich in vitamin E. They're one of the cheapest of all the nuts and seeds, and really a healthful product. Hazelnuts and almonds also have a nice amount. As you look at the amounts in 3 ounces, you'll see that all of these just about meet or exceed the amount that you need in a day. The vast majority of vitamin E supplements increase slightly your risk of heart disease rather than decreasing it. And this is because the form of most supplements is called either all racemic vitamin E, or on a vitamin label it would be not the natural form but the synthetic form, which is called DL alpha tocopherol. So my advice is don't take the synthetic form of vitamin E. I think it's been proven that it's not only ineffective, but dangerous.
The Diet Doctor is a computer program developed by Dr. Blake. By inputting what foods one consumed during each meal, the program can show how much of each type of nutrient was taken in and recommends foods to improve one's health. There are over 7,500 types of food in the Diet Doctor's database.
I designed a program that helps you analyze your diet. It's called the Diet Doctor. And this program allows you to plug in what you ate in the day, and then it analyzes it with 46 color charts. So you can see at a glance if the child or the adult is getting enough calcium and which foods are providing it. So if the child, for instance, likes kale but doesn't like broccoli, and they're both providing a lot of calcium, then you can see that, and you can say, okay, we're going to give this child what he likes. Children have different nutritional requirements than adults. For instance, they need more fat than adults do, and more calories. They need a lot of calcium to build their bones. And go through the nutrients and make sure the child's getting enough protein, which is usually the case. With adults, protein's never a problem. But with children, they have higher protein needs, especially in adolescent years. So you need to make sure that they're getting enough of each of the nutrients that they need.
During pregnancy, a whole food, plant-based diet provides wonderful nourishment for the baby growing in the womb.
We have a friend who has been a vegan for many years, and she got pregnant, and she's a very wise vegan. She eats whole food. She's an excellent cook. And her baby came out as fat and healthy as any baby I've ever seen.
And still is.
And after a year, he's incredibly healthy and fat and very bright.
After these brief messages, we will return with more sound dietary advice from Dr. Steve Blake. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Our show today features Dr. Steve Blake, co-founder of the College of World Health and a dietary expert who has written a number of outstanding health books, including Vitamins and Minerals Demystified, Understanding Dietary Fats and Oils, and Healing Medicine. Another of Dr. Blake's remarkable computer programs is Global Herb 2009, an extensive database that suggests natural remedies for many health conditions. Dr. Blake says it is one of the largest databases of its kind and features over 128,000 book and journal references from around the world. One chronic health condition that has rapidly increased in prevalence worldwide in recent years is cardiovascular disease. Saturated fats, which are primarily found in animal products, have been found to augment the risk of this disease. Dr. Blake has some recommendations with regards to oils in our diet so as to minimize the intake of such fats.
Well, if it's high heat oil, I would recommend coconut oil. If it's medium or low heat oil, olive oil is probably one of the better choices if it's extra virgin olive oil, because it still retains its beta carotene and chlorophyll, because it's not genetically modified, and because it's not heated during processing. Palm oil is also heavily saturated. Palm kernel oil is as saturated as coconut oil. I would probably recommend zero palm oil. Dietary fats and oils. The best way to get them is inside intact food. So if you're eating avocados or nuts and seeds, this is a very nice way to get your fats and oils. Also, the fats and oils in these foods are intact and haven't become rancid. Oils can easily become rancid, especially the essential fatty acids, through light, heat, or oxygen. And all of these things oils become exposed to after they're opened. So if you crack an avocado and eat it right away, then the essential fatty acids won't be rancid. They'll be fresh. And the same goes for nuts and seeds if they're raw.
The raw food diet is one where unprocessed and uncooked plant foods are consumed. Followers of this diet do not heat food above 46 degrees Celsius, as they believe this destroys its enzymes. They also say that cooking decreases the nutritional value and life force of food.
Raw people are supposed to be 75% raw or more.
Uh-huh.
And we're probably hovering around 50 to 75% raw. We do love raw food. I feel like a good balance would be about one quarter of your food per day as fresh raw fruit and another quarter to a half of fresh raw vegetables. And then the other quarter, you're going to need some carbohydrates and maybe some heavier foods like beans or nuts and seeds. So that's kind of a few guidelines to being really, really healthy, losing weight and getting all of the nutrients that you need.
I'm growing more in the direction of raw food because I do believe that it gives me more lively stimulation nutritionally.
Protein is essential to a healthy body as it helps build and repair muscle tissue and performs many other functions, such as acting as a source of energy and helping to transport oxygen throughout the body.
protein's really not a problem for anyone. If you're getting enough calories, you're getting enough protein. I don't really care what you're eating. And you're getting a high-quality protein. I'm a whole food vegan, and I get an average of 83 grams a day of protein. I only require 46. So I'm getting plenty without any meat and without even a lot of beans or nuts. So it's very, very difficult to get low protein.
Vitamin B12 is also a crucial nutrient, as it assists in the creation of red blood cells and helps assure the health of our central nervous system. Our liver is where the body stores the vast majority of its supply of vitamin B12.
So I am going to recommend that everyone, regardless if you're vegan or non-vegan, take a vitamin B12 supplement. It's cheap, it's safe, it's vegan, and it's very easy to take, and this sublingual tablet is a fine way to take it.
After the interview concluded, Catherine Blake had a kind message for Supreme Master Qinghai.
I'm especially thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her beautiful sharing and gracious gifts that she is sharing with us.
We presented the Blakes with a book called Celestial Art, which shows the beautiful artwork created by Supreme Master Qinghai over the years.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
That's delightful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We sincerely thank Dr. Steve Blake for his insightful wisdom on how to obtain various necessary nutrients for our body, and Catherine Blake for working towards the betterment of public health through the College of World Health. They are both to be applauded for setting a noble example by following a plant-based diet and sharing the good news about this compassionate way of eating with many people. Books and other media by Dr. Steve Blake are available at www.naturalhealthwizards.com. Thank you for joining us on today's Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless all with everlasting vitality and well-being.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.